This is Bhagavad Lila, 11th canto, chapter 26, the Aila Gita. And it talks a lot about bad association is disturbing to one's bhakti, whereas good association with saints elevates one on the platform of bhakti. A person who is fully dedicated to Krishna is liberated from Maya. Even though he lives in this body, in this material world, he's still unaffected and untouched by the illusion of Maya. Other souls who are conditioned by Maya, only spending all their time serving their bellies and genitals, through their impurity, by associating with such a contaminated jiva, one goes to ignorance. And there's a story about King Pururava, who associated with a celestial nymph named Urvashi, and later renounced her. And then he sang a song expressing his contempt for womanly connection. He says that persons who are attached to the body of a woman or a man, which that material body is nothing but a mass of flesh and blood and brains and bone marrow and pus and bile and stool and urine, he's like a worm. And finally, King Puruva realizes God. So the idea is that one should give up bad association, associate with devotees, and get liberated. So this chapter contains what is known as the Aila Gita. So this song, this Gita, is called the Aila Gita. It was an amazing song of King Puruvara, which was narrated by Lord Krishna to Uddhava in chapter 26 of the 11th canto. So in his Aila Gita, there are several verses where he's revealing how foolish, ass-like he was. Karavat. In verse 11, he said, I was just like an ass. Although I was repeatedly kicked by this woman, I was hopelessly attached to Urvashi, even ran after her like a fool. And then this King Puruvara, in his spirit of renunciation, spoke text 12 of chapter 26. Kim vidyaya kim tapasa kim tyagena shutena va kim vivikteena monena stribir yasya manohritam. What is the use of a big education or the practice of austerities and renunciation? And what is the use of studying religious scriptures, of living in solitude and silence, if after all that one's mind is stolen by a woman? Vidya, tapa, tyag, shuti, vivek, mon, and then stri manohritam. Purport. All the above processes of knowledge, austerity, renunciation, scriptural study, solitude and silence, they're useless if one's heart and mind are stolen by an insignificant woman. One who hankers after a woman's association certainly spoils his spiritual progress. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati states, if one worships the example of the liberated gopis of Vrindavan, who accepted Sri Krishna as their paramour, one can free one's mental activities from the contamination of lust. Aila Gita continues, 6:13. Swartasya kovidam din mam murkam panditamaninam yoham ishvaratam prapya sri bir gokara vajjita. To hell with me. I am such a fool. I didn't even know what was good for me. Although I arrogantly thought I was highly intelligent. Although I achieved the exalted position of a lord. I allowed myself to be conquered by women as if I were a bullock or a jackass. Sevato varsha pugan me. Urvashya adarasavam. Natrip yat yatma bu kamo vanir ahuti bir yata. Even after I had served the so-called nectar of the lips of Urvashi for many years, my lusty desires kept rising again and again within my heart and were never satisfied, just like a fire that can never be extinguished by the oblations of ghee poured into its flames. Pumshchalya paritam chitam konvanyo mochitum prabhu Atma Rameshwaram Rite Bhagavantam Matokshajam. Who but the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who lies beyond material perception and is the Lord of the self-satisfied sages. Who but the Supreme Lord can possibly save my consciousness, which has been stolen by a prostitute? Those conclude some entries from the Isla Gita. And he concludes a chapter here, very interestingly, or some, not exactly a conclusion. It says, this is text 23-24. This is the last two verses of the Isla Gita. Adrishtad ashutad bhavan napava upajayate asamprayunjata pranan shamyati stimitam mana. Because the mind is not disturbed by that which is neither seen nor heard. The mind of a person who restricts the material senses will automatically be checked in its material activities and become pacified. When one restricts the senses from their objects, especially from intimate contact with women, the mind's material propensity will slacken, and like a fire without fuel, the material propensity of the mind will eventually die. The final verse of Isla Gita by King Paruvrava. Tasmat sango nakartavya strishu straineshu chendriye virusham chapya visrabdha shadvarga kemu madrisham. One should never let his senses associate freely with women or with men attached to women. Even those who are highly learned cannot trust the six enemies of the mind. What to speak of a foolish person like me? So Krishna speaks here, gives some conclusions. In verse 29, Krishna tells in Uddhava, he says, whoever hears, chants, and respectfully takes to heart these topics about me, becomes faithfully dedicated to me and thus achieves my devotional service. Purport. One who hears from advanced devotees of Lord Krishna can be saved from the ocean of material existence. When one obeys the orders of a bona fide spiritual master, the polluted workings of the mind are checked. One sees things in a new spiritual light, and there blossoms propensity for selfless loving service to the Lord, which gives the fruit of love of Godhead. So this is a very nice idea here. If one obeys the order of his guru, the mental pollution can be checked, and one can become inclined to lovingly serve the Lord. Chapter 27, Uddhava Gita, Krishna describing the process of deity worship, Kriya Yoga. By worshipping Krishna's deity, the mind becomes pure and satisfied. If one is not worshipping a deity, it will remain attracted to material sense enjoyment and always keep bad association. The deity to be worshipped may be constructed of eight substances: stone, which of course includes granite and marble, wood, Dara Brahman, metal, which means Astadatu, clay, paint, sand drawn upon the ground, mind, or jewels. Then the deities can be either temporary, naimittic, or nitya.